Hello and welcome to the Authors.Inc podcast. And today we've got an episode which is on a topic that's very close to my heart. And that is why you should be writing your book now and not keep putting it off to next year or when I have time or one day. Because I promise you, this is often code for actually, I really want to do it, but it's never going to happen because I'm never going to prioritize it. And the truth is, you know, often we have this nudge to become an author, we have this nudge to write a book, but it doesn't actually make sense to us. And that's why we don't do it. We think to ourselves, well, it's a massive investment of time, energy, money, if you're going to publish it yourself. And really, is it a priority? And if you've got the nudge, I think you are meant to be writing a book. There is a book that needs to be written. There are people who need to be reading it. And so sometimes, though, the nudge isn't enough. And so we need to kind of rationalize it and think logically about why this book needs to be written. And I've come up with five reasons, which I think are very compelling about why you should be prioritizing writing your book now rather than keep on putting it off into some distant moment in the future, which may or may not ever come. Now, the first reason I think that people don't prioritize writing their book is that they don't fully realize the impact that writing a book can have on their business. Now, I mean, there's two ends of the spectrum. There's people who think, I'm going to write a book and it's going to be an amazing success. And then it isn't. And they can't understand why that beyond that kind of initial launch and flurry of sales and perhaps Amazon bestseller, it hasn't really done the thing that they want it to do for their business. And it's really disappointing. And perhaps people see that and think, well, actually, you know, really, does it get ROI? But the truth is, writing the right book with the right strategy as part of a book funnel can have an amazing impact on your business and your growth. It has to be the right book. It has to be positioned properly. And you have to have a marketing plan in place. You can't just set it and forget it. You've got to commit to this book as part of one of your main marketing tools. But when you do that, it can be really powerful. I have literally just done a podcast interview with Vicky Boff, who is the former director of marketing at Hodder and Stoughton. And that podcast episode is going to be coming very soon. And she actually mentioned how she has come across many a small business who has used a book strategically and it has really helped their growth. And there are so many examples of this in the self-help how-to small business space. If we think about Carrie Green and her book, She Means Business. She's, you know, one of the reasons I started a business in my first place was reading that book. Denise Duffield Thomas, you know, these are people I cite all the time, with her book, Get Rich Lucky Bitch, Mike Michalowicz with Profit First. These books have absolutely, you know, given their careers and their profiles and their authority huge growth. Now, it hasn't happened by accident. They haven't written just any old book. They haven't put it out into the world and forgotten about it. They have had a plan and a marketing plan around it. You know, they've written a book, they've continued to drive traffic to it. It's been one of the main, you know, playing pieces, you know, chess pieces of their marketing strategy. But it's a simple thing that can really create huge results. And so really fully realizing the impact it can have on your business and thinking, right, I'm going to commit to this, can really change your view on actually what your priority, you know, reprioritizing when you're going to write your book and actually focusing it on now. The other reason, another reason, which I think is very compelling about why you should write your book now and get it out there and get it published, is that people are looking for your book. And at the moment, they're not finding your book. They're finding the books of your competitors instead. People are looking for books on your topic and asking for recommendations. And people aren't recommending your book. They're recommending the books written by your competitors. Now, they're, you know, there is another argument that people come up with, oh, well, there's other books written on it. You know, what have I got to say? I want you to remember, and this is point three, you have something unique to add to the conversation. There may be books out there on your topic, and in many areas, there are so many books on a specific topic. It's exhaustive. But you have a unique lens, and there is somebody out there who can only hear that message from you, who is going to pick up your book, and it is going to change their life. It's going to be the book that turns everything around for them, because they have resonated with your message, with your viewpoint, with your way of describing things, with your approach, with your methodology. I was talking to one of my students inside Authors.Inc, which is my group book coaching program, and she was really fired up because a celebrity had recently published a book on her topic, and the celebrity, you know, although she was getting her kind of qualifications and experience in the process of on said topic, she did not have anywhere near the kind of knowledge and experience that my client had. And she's suddenly thinking, oh my goodness, I really need to get my book out there. And she'd also mentioned previously that, you know, the bestseller in her niche was giving advice that she herself is the complete opposite to what she herself would give. So there is always more to say on a topic. There is always another angle to come from. And, you know, you need to add to the conversation. You know, that's what thought leadership is. It's a really great way of establishing yourself as a leader and your voice. Number four, when you write a book, you leave a legacy. Now, when we're an online business, we're no stranger to spending time creating content. You know, we're creating content for our social media, maybe for course content. We're constantly creating new, reinventing the wheel in many instances. And what I would invite you to do is think, well, actually, there gets a point where you can take a pause from this constant recreation of new content for social media. You can put a repurpose system in place and start resharing some of the amazing stuff that you have that's, you know, maybe perhaps got lost down your newsfeed. And, you know, set aside a period of time, let's say 6 months, to actually work on your book and actually create a legacy, because there is something very different about putting your knowledge into the covers of a book. You know, it's a real stamp. It's a real flag in the sand. It's real legacy work. And you know, your book is going to last and have much longer shelf life than the stuff that you're, you know, the reels you're creating for Instagram or TikTok or whatever it might be. So, you know, if you want to leave a legacy that kind of works for you, you know, and is working for you, as long as you have the right marketing system in place, you know, even when you're not working, a book is an amazing thing to do that. And number five, last and certainly not but least, a book is such a great way to build your authority, to mark yourself as an authority, as a voice in your field. You know, it's a little bit, I always say, you know, having a book is a little bit like, you know, the white coat of a doctor or the glasses of an academic. It really is like, well, this person's actually written a book on this topic. I should listen to them about it. It's almost kind of irrelevant how good the book is. Of course, we only ever want to write brilliant books. But, you know, being an author and having author on your bio is a real stamp of authority and credibility. And having a book is a really great business card in the sense that it can open doors. You know, I know, and I've said this before, when I was a journalist and I was, you know, writing features and I was looking for experts to quote in features or feature in features. And if I had a selection of experts, all with, you know, perhaps equal expertise, experience, or perhaps not, it was probably the one who's written and published the book on the topic that I would go for. They would feel more quotable. They would feel like a safe pair of hands. They would have something that I could reference. Say, look, you know, they've written this book on this actual topic. You know, it kind of gave them that instant credibility. So if you are looking for a way to make yourself stand out, to really bolster your authority in your field, writing a book is an amazing, amazing way to do that. So they have it. Five reasons why you need to stop putting off writing your book and start doing it now. You know, recognizing that a book is a small thing that you can do that can have a massive impact on your business when you have the right strategy and marketing in place. Knowing that people are looking for your book and at the moment they're only finding the book of your competitors. Remember that. And, you know, it's time for you to have your book out there and your say. Remembering that you have something unique to add to the conversation, doesn't matter how many books there are on your topic, you know, it doesn't matter if they're all sharing similar ideas, your unique lens is something that there are people out there who can only hear it from you, who it's only going to resonate with them from you. Number four, leaving a legacy. A book is a great legacy for your work and ideas. And finally, it's an amazing way to grow your authority. Five reasons why you should stop putting off writing your book and write it right now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it gave you food for thought. If you want to connect with me, send me a message, give me feedback about the podcast. Please do connect with me. I'm on Instagram at Kate Butler Ross. That's Kate with a C. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, although less active over there, I have to say. I'd love to hear from you. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you can, I would love it if you would leave a review because it really helps us reach more people. Thanks so much for listening. See you again.